Polls indicate most Americans are opposed to gay marriage, but when asked about a constitutional amendment, the results are murkier. As Day to Day's Madeline Brand reports, a lot depends on how the survey questions are worded.
Several public opinion surveys about a constitutional amendment on gay marriage are out today. We'll look at two. First, the Gallup poll. It found that 53% of those surveyed favored a constitutional amendment. 44% opposed it. Frank Newport runs the Gallup poll.
We at Gallup, when we worded this question, did our best to try to mimic what we thought was going to be the wording of a proposed amendment.
The question, would you favor or oppose a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as being between a man and a woman, thus barring marriages between gay or lesbian couples? That's a leading question, says University of Virginia political science professor Paul Friedman.
Gallup is asking about defining marriage as it currently traditionally is understood as between a man and a woman, calling attention to more traditional conceptions of what marriage looks like. And so I think the Gallup question is really asking people to endorse marriage as we know it.
Another poll by the National Annenberg Election Survey words it differently and gets a different result. Only 41% favor a constitutional amendment, a 12-point difference from Gallup. Adam Clymer is the poll's director.
Our question is, would you favor or oppose an amendment to the U.S. Constitution saying that no state can allow two men to marry each other or two women to marry each other? But other people, you know, ask very different questions, and we, in fact, have tested some of theirs to see what results we get. We asked one not long ago, which says, would you favor or oppose an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that will allow marriage only between a man and a woman? When we used that, we got 59% in favor of an amendment and only 33% opposed. Sort of very different from the results we get with the question we think's best.
Political science professor Paul Friedman says it's hard to know which is the better question. You need to ask a variety of questions over time, he says. And he says it's even more difficult to construct a poll when the issue, like this one, involves moral questions.
For years, political scientists and public opinion scholars know that Americans don't like to be forbidden to do something. So, for example, a CBS survey in December found that 55% favored an amendment to allow marriages between a man and a woman only. Only 40% of respondents to a survey conducted at the same time by Annenberg supported an amendment that would ban gay marriage. And in that case, it was the loaded word ban that really led to a 15-point drop in support for that amendment.
Still, it's important to place this issue in a larger context. When Gallup's Frank Newport asked likely voters where same-sex marriage ranked on a list of concerns, he found it came in
dead last. We just did a list of like 11 or 15 issues for voters and said, for each one, tell us how important it'll be in your vote. And at the top of the list, predictably, was the economy, education, health care, terrorism, situation in Iraq. Same-sex marriage was dead last. So in the bigger scope of things, this isn't a major issue.
Unless the politicians and the media make it one, then it'll be time for more polls. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.